Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't use a disease and lose the disease. If you use it to get out of things, it's yours. It's going to stay with you. If you use it to get people to feel sorry for you and baby you, it's staying. You are identifying with it. And you're wanting people to identify you with it also. There are benefits to being sick. You're laughing and shaking your head, but you know there are.
Money?
Yeah. I mean, little kids learn this. Real convenient. On exam day. To have an upset tummy. Not only do you not have to go to school and take the test that you're not ready for, but you get mama's chicken soup. Get to sleep in, get babied. But friend, if we give place to these things, if we nurse them, if we embrace them, if we identify with them and feel sorry for ourselves, we're stuck with it. And it'll just get worse. And there won't be healing. There has to come a change inside where we no longer identify with it. Oh yeah, it may look and feel that way still, but we don't identify with it on the inside anymore. Can you see that's what we talked about Abraham and Sarah? Can you see what God did with them? He changed their names. Can you see that? And something happened on the inside of them, and they no longer saw themselves as just old and unfruitful. They saw themselves as father of many nations. Calling those things that be not yet, that don't look and feel that way yet, as though they were, as though they are. This is how faith works. And notice what happened when he told them, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, when he told them, quit seeing yourself as leprous and diseased. See yourself as the healed. Turn around and act like the healed and go show yourself to the priest as the healed. And the reason this is in the book is because they quit whining. And they quit crying. And they quit calling. And they quit asking to see and feel something else. And they turned around and started heading for the priest. And it came to pass. Or are you reading the scripture here? It came to pass what? When was power released? Not while they're asking. Not while they're pleading. Not while they're feeling sorry for themselves. When was power released? The moment they turned around and started acting like they are healed. Hallelujah. Acting like, believing and acting like they're healed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, friends, some folks are on the verge of some miracles right here. Right here. Glory to God. It is just that simple. But if you sit there and you mope and you cry and you yield to depression, I'm not saying it's not bad. I mean, it can be bad to hurt. It can be bad, and you can get tired of dealing with things. But if you want a miracle, you got to do something other people don't do. You got to respond differently. You got to get up and go and show. Hallelujah. Somebody say, as they went, as they, it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. By the time they got to the priest, you could see it. Hallelujah. Before they got there, you could see it. They could feel it. That's when one of them turned around. He didn't make it all the way. He turned around and ran back, fell down thanking the Lord, giving praise to God. That's when he said, weren't there 10 of y'all? Where's the other 9? Oh, praise God. Does he still heal today? Does he still have all his power today, just like he's always had? Does faith work the same way today as it always has? It works the same. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody say, as they went, as they went, as they went. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 7, please. The reason that so many don't do this is a fixation on symptoms. Yeah, but I still feel. Yeah, but I hurt. Yeah, but the tests still say. I believe I have a word from the Lord. What to do about that? Are you interested?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 7 and verse 20. He said, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Are you called being a servant? Care not for it. But if you may be free, use it rather. He that's called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Slavery was everywhere. In these days, this was written. And a number of the believers, they don't own their own selves. They are the property of somebody else. And of course, you might think, well, can you be happy? Can you live a victorious life? Maybe you couldn't possibly live a happy life being a slave. But don't you notice what he says in verse 21? Are you called being a servant or a slave? What's the Spirit of God's answer for this? Care not for it. Other translations say, don't let it trouble you. Others say, don't let it bother you. What does that mean? As somebody else's property, do they have symptoms of not being free? They got to deal with it every day. But what does it say? Verse 22. He that's called in the Lord, being a slave, is what? You are free, he's telling them. No matter what it is on the outside, the Lord has made you free. You are the Lord's free man. Hallelujah. And if you are free, you're Christ's servant. But this is not walking by how things are in the natural. Let's say I believe these words. I believe he took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. I believe by faith I received my healing. Yet I hurt. I got symptoms. I'm receiving medications. I'm receiving treatments. How should you think about that? Care not for it. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it trouble you. You need to take something for your symptom? Feel impressed to take it? Take it. You need to have a treatment for this or that. Don't be condemned over it. But don't believe you're not healed because of that. If somebody who's dealing with slavery every morning, noon, and night when their owners call for them, if they can believe they are a free man, even though they're not seeing it and feeling it on the outside, you can believe you're healed. I said, you can believe you're healed. You are a free man. You are a healed man. Somebody say, I'm a healed man. I'm a healed man. That's male man or female man. I'm a healed man. I'm a healed man. What if you got symptoms? Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Look at. Care not for it. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. You need to take a pill. You need to have a treatment. Don't let that bother you, because you are already a healed man. You are the healed man. Oh, somebody's getting it. Somebody's getting it. You are a healed man.
I am a healed man.
I'm a healed man. I am. I'm not going to be. I'm not in the process of being. I'm not soon one day going to get my healing. I am. I is. Right now. Am. A healed man. Not a sick man trying to get healed. I'm a healed man. May still have some symptoms of being sick, but I'm a healed man. Can you see that's what happened to them? When they turned around and quit asking and quit begging and quit pleading, and they took that first step to go show themselves to the priest, what are they acting like? There's only one reason you go to the priest as a leper. Because you've been healed. Can you see this? And the act of taking those steps to go acting like they're healed as they went. Power was being released with every step. Hallelujah. Power, healing power, was being released with every step. And before they got there, symptoms had changed. Hallelujah. And they look and felt healed. As they went, they were healed. Oh, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. What if I need a treatment? What if I need a pill? What if I need... Don't let that bother you. I think that's probably how we'd say it today. Care not for it. King James. You'd probably say, don't let that bother you. Don't let it bother you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me